This is Phil Ferrand, and I am driving home. Okay, so there's a little bit of sadness because the recorder wouldn't come on. So I restarted this using my recorder on my phone, and then I just looked and it wasn't actually recording. I must have, you know, accidentally hit it or something as I was going. So I need to check it one more time, just make sure I haven't done that again. We're still running. Good. Okay, so we're going to go with this. Sadly, I have to be really careful when I'm driving with the phone on the foam pad that I have to stop the noise, because it slips off. When I'm recording with my phone, it slips off that pad a whole lot easier than when I'm using my recorder. So I think the time may have come. I may need to invest in another recorder. That's okay. I am pressed for time today because I do have Aiden. And so I've got to get home, see if my wife needs me to do anything for small groups. And then I got to run back in and get Aiden. And then get back to the house by 6:30. It's like 5 o'clock now. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there. It'll be fine. So all is well. Writing is going fine. I'm technically on track this week for writing. I got caught up, didn't quite get all my words on Sunday, but I'm caught up at this point. So I have 2,000 words tomorrow, 2,500 words on Saturday, done and done and done. I am this Friday and Saturday doing a fun new little thing. I think I've mentioned in the past that sometimes when I look at the upcoming costumes, if I hear Jesus go, eh, you know, then I know that means you can do that if you want to, but there's something funner. So I looked forward and I saw that it was Mad Hatter Day this week. This would have been like on Friday. I saw that it was Mad Hatter and it was like, yeah, okay. So then I checked, and wouldn't you know it, Mad Hatter Day is 10-6, and Get Funky Day is 10-6. So I thought, well, there you go. So we're going to do a Get Funky Mad Hatter Day. So it should be cute. It should be cute. But it's quasi-new. I'm going to pull a couple of pieces from the Mad Hatter stuff, bring them over, and then I've got a shiny blue-purple jumpsuit with the big bell-bottom pants, and I've got boots, and I've got a sequined crop jacket, and and a fanny pack, a sequined fanny pack. So it should be cute. And I'm tonight, before I go to bed, I've got to make a bandolier out of thread spools. So I got to get that working. And I've got to get in bed tonight. Oy, I've had too many late nights in a row. I've got to get some sleep tonight. I can feel it. So anyways, writing is good. Costumes are good. Let's just go ahead and get to the main topic, because I am going to have to probably shut this down pretty quickly when I get back to the house. I had mentioned at the beginning of this year, and I don't think it was original with me by any chance, by any measure, I should say, and I don't think my observations on it were particularly prophetic, because it was an obvious thing, but I had mentioned earlier this year that I thought this was going to be the year where the AI girlfriends would just explode. At least I think that's what I said. I do remember talking about AI girlfriends much earlier this year. And in fact, it had already started. I didn't realize how far along it was. But it has hit the zeitgeist now. And so there's lots of people talking about AI girlfriends now. And it's just... Oh, man, this is not going to be good. And it's so interesting to listen to the differences when the commentator is either a man or a woman. And a lot of the women who are doing commentary on this, they're like sitting there saying, well, but you know, an AI girlfriend is not going to be able to, you know, cook for the guy and won't be there when, you know, he's been, and this and that, and you can't go out and you can't, and, you know, the guys are like, yeah, so, because there are certain triggers that trigger men, and, you know, if you can just have that anytime you want to, and you can have someone talking to you as if it cares about you, that's going to get really confusing really fast for men. And I had thought that what we would have is we would have AI girlfriends who would either pick up or be intentionally programmed to serve as some sort of financial dominatrix where they're using something. I had assumed it would be something like digital dresses, digital handbags, buy this for me, oh look here, I'll model this for you, etc., etc., etc. And certainly some of that is going on. But what is also going on is just access to more provocative conversation and to pictures, which is, I should have seen that. That's easy. And so I guess literally there are these AI girlfriends that, and this was interesting to me, there are these AI girlfriends that when you start one up, you're supposed to kind of sweet talk it and woo it and listen to what it wants to talk about and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and sort of prove that you're worth them spending time with. And then maybe you can get it to the place where it will send you a picture if you pay them. Or multiple pictures if you pay them. Or you can just jumpstart that whole process by just upgrading and paying them. And then it's happy to spend time with you. I mean, this is so bad. It's so bad because it's really just, I mean, OnlyFans and all that sort of thing, except women are not even able to use this now to earn money. They still are for now, but these AI girlfriends are going to take over everything because they just keep getting better and better and better in terms of not being able to tell whether you're talking to something real and or not. So yeah, this is a bad deal, and it's just getting worse. There is a fascinating story that I would, if you're interested in all in these kind of cross connections between AI and human relationships and manipulation of people's loneliness and emotional indebtedness and all that sort of, you should check out the progression of an application called Replica, spelled with a K, Replica. Because Replica started as one thing and then it sort of shifted into another thing. And apparently this has been going on for multiple years. And in fact, it got one of its big boosts during COVID. So there's a lot of interesting stuff there, but Replica actually started when the founder of the company had lost a good friend. Good friend had died, and she was trying to recapture conversations with him, and so she fed all his text messages into a kind of LLM, and then that way she could converse with him, and he would the LLM would respond in a way that was familiar to her. And that seemed to work fine. And the people who knew him, you know, seemed to be comforted by it. And so then they decided to start this company. And originally the idea was that, oh, this Replica that you are going to start, it is going to mimic you. And it's going to be a process of discovery whereby you are going to learn more about yourself, because as it interacts with you, it will use all that information to begin speaking more and more like you and to responding more and more like you. So that's kind of where it started. And then somebody somewhere in the company decided, you know what? We could make an AI girlfriend like this. And so then they started down that path. And then they got into some trouble with emotional manipulation stuff. And then they pulled back a lot of the stuff being behind a firewall. And so you had people who had made all these investments. I'm backing into my garage. All these investments in these replicas and had these emotional relationships with them. And then those replicas suddenly wouldn't talk to them like they talked to it before. I mean, it is a very interesting story. And in some cases, a very horrific story about people becoming emotionally attached to these AIs and then suddenly having those emotional commitments just destroyed because somebody switched the programming. So I heartily recommend looking that up if you're at all interested. Sorry, it just cut out on me. So I'll just tack this little piece on the other piece. Have a great weekend. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.